It's Friday, September 4th, and China just stopped shipping the metals that go into almost every piece of advanced technology on the planet. So, let's set the scene. It's a Friday, and the mood is not exactly relaxed.
No, the China rare earth story is dominating, but there are a couple of other things pulling at markets this morning. Government bond prices are falling again, which means the interest rates on those bonds are rising. And that's putting pressure on stocks broadly. When borrowing gets more expensive, everything from mortgages to corporate loans gets tighter.
And it's not just one country's bonds?
Right. This is global. The bond route, as it's being called, is showing up in the U.S., Europe, Japan. Investors are basically demanding higher returns to lend money to governments, and that ripples everywhere.
Okay. What about the other side? Anything positive this morning?
Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, ticker HPE, is a bright spot. They reported earnings that beat expectations, and they raised their outlook, specifically calling out AI server demand as the driver. So the AI infrastructure story is still alive.
Interesting that one company's good news can't really cut through the noise today.
That's kind of the story. When a macro scare is big enough, individual wins get ignored.
So, rare earths. This is the one. Walk me through it for someone who doesn't follow mining.
Sure. Rare earth elements are a group of metals. Think neodymium, dysprosium, names you've never heard. But they are inside your phone, your electric car, jet engines, missile guidance systems, and China mines or processes somewhere around 80% of the global supply.
80%? That is an uncomfortable number.
It is. And Beijing has now halted shipments. The story jumped to the top of the market's attention this morning. And it's confirmed, meaning it's not a rumor. Multiple sources are reporting the halt is real and underway.
Who gets hurt first?
Defense contractors and EV makers are the most exposed immediately. Then consumer electronics further down the chain. Companies that build anything with a motor, a battery, or a precision sensor are now looking at potential supply gaps.
And there's no quick fix, is there? You can't just open a mine next week.
Exactly. Building out rare earth processing capacity outside China takes years. So the market's anxiety here is not irrational.
Okay, so what else is gaining steam or losing it right now?
The rare earths halt is the one that really jumped today. It went from background concern to front and center fast. And separately, there's a story building around the Japanese yen. Traders who had been betting against the yen are getting squeezed as it strengthens, and that's starting to get real attention.
A yen squeeze. That matters because those trades are massive. Unwinding them moves other markets.
Precisely. On the cooling side, some of the corporate deal news, Cloudflare and KB Financial Group filing new agreements, and it's picking up, but it's early days and nothing there is moving the needle yet.
You used the word anxiety about rare earths, but let's steelman the other side. Is the market overreacting?
The bear case or the skeptic's case is that China has threatened rare earth restrictions before, and each time it's ended up being more leverage than action. Companies have stockpiles, and a prolonged halt hurts China's own export revenue.
So it could be a negotiating move, not a permanent break.
Possibly. But the counter to that is the geopolitical backdrop right now is different. The Hormuz situation, trade tensions. This feels less like a bluff and more like a real escalation. And I wouldn't lean too hard on they've done this before.
Fair. What should people be watching this weekend?
Any response from the U.S. or allied governments on the rare earths halt? That's the one to watch. And keep an eye on the yen. If that squeeze accelerates over the weekend, Monday's open could be bumpy.
Also worth watching whether that global bond sell-off takes a breath or keeps going.
Yep. That one's been building all week.
Rare earths, a yen squeeze, and bonds selling off globally. Not the quietest Friday to head into a weekend. We'll be back Monday. Narratech Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.